Welcome to today's super special personal development training. I'm your host, Joel Dunn. As you can see from the title, this one's a little bit confusing because I'm going to be going over 12 lies and one truth with you. So, what does that mean? Well, you have been programmed as a child. You've probably heard all 12 of these lies. So here's the thing. If one of these resonates with you, if one of these brings you back to a childhood memory, make sure you note that so that you can deprogram yourself. So what is the one truth? The one truth is that you need to take all of these lies that I'm about to go over and realize that they did something to your psyche that may be hindering you from moving forward. They may be hindering you from becoming the next best version of yourself. They may be hindering you from getting to that next level you are trying to get to. So the number one truth is you need to take these as they are, which are lies. So what is the first lie? The first lie is, I'll believe it when I see it. Guys, when you heard this, what it was automatically instilling in you was that you needed to see it. You didn't need faith. You have to see it in order for it to be real. This is one of those things where if you let this sink in, it can do so much damage for you because you are not able to visualize or see something in the future that is possibly available to you. So you need to be able to believe it and you will see it. Number two, it's too good to be true. How many times have you heard that? I hear it all the time. We have been taught negativity. That is a negative statement. If something is too good, it can't be true. That doesn't sound positive at all. So what you need to do is you need to reframe it for yourself and say, it is so good that it must be true. You're changing the way that you speak it out loud and the way that you look to validate that something is actually good. Number three, don't get your hopes up. This is one of the worst ones. Every great achiever started with high hopes and great expectations. So your expectations and your hope turns into your inevitabilities. These are things that are going to happen. See, a world without hope is a world that dies. Now, hope is not a strategy. You have to take action, but you have to see that there is better out there to go towards. So you need to make sure that you are focusing and having hope for a better future. Number four, this one's kind of funny. Nice guys finish last. No, guys, if you're nice, you're going to be first. That's kind of how it works. People like nice people. Now, what this statement is trying to say is that bad people get ahead of nice people. And that's not true. There are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of nice people out there crushing it right now. So take some time to look for the good in people that are out there crushing it and realize that nice guys do finish first. Number five, this is an important one that I think everybody needs to dive into. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. This is one of the biggest lies that you were sold as a child. Words are, if not, the most important things, because what you speak has life and death in it. You have the power of life and death in your tongue. So to think that sticks and stones are the only things that hurt people is absolutely wrong. Are you saying the right things to yourself? Because think about that. If you aren't saying the right things to yourself, you are hurting yourself. And why would you want to do that? You are the only one of you that gets to spend every moment with you. So why would you not say things that build yourself up? Remember, you are a winner. And winners are by design. God created you by design. So speak life over to yourself and realize that the words that you say to others can actually hurt them. And it can hurt them for longer than the moment that you said it. Think about that. You could be holding on to something somebody said to you when you were a kid, maybe years ago, and it's still affecting you today. That is the power of words. So choose your words and make sure that you are speaking life over yourself and over those around you. Number 6, age is wisdom. That's kind of like saying top earners are leaders. That just isn't true. Because there's a ton of elderly idiots around there. It's you have a choice. You can get old and have wisdom, or you can just get old. So you realize that as you are going through life, you need to be growing and getting better. That's why you're on here today, is because you're seeking out wisdom. You're trying to learn. You're trying to grow. You're trying to be better because you want to grow older and wiser, not just getting older. See, you are doing a great job because you are paying attention. Paying attention is one of the foundations of getting wisdom. So make sure that you are doing things to grow yourself mentally, to grow your capacity, and even go as far as to share what you are learning with others. And this will help create a lifestyle of learning and wisdom, because you don't want to be one of the tons of elderly idiots rolling around today talking as if they're wise. Number 7, you don't know what you've got until you lost it. You know, this is one of those things that paying attention is so important, because if you lose something, you may not know what its value is. You may have just lost it because it wasn't worth anything. You may have deleted it from your mind because it had no value. So just because you lost something doesn't mean that it had value. But know that when something is gone, you still have the ability to potentially get it back. So number 7, you don't know what you've got till it's gone. Guys, just appreciate everything that you have now, because everything will end up going away. Number 8, time heals all wounds. Anyone want to raise their hand and say that one's a lie? Because time doesn't heal all wounds. Forgiveness heals all wounds. Time without forgiveness causes resentment. So if you don't actually work towards forgiveness, it can fester up and it can infect all sorts of things in your life. So again, time doesn't heal the wound. It's the forgiveness that does. And a lot of the times, it's not the person that needs forgiving. It's just you needing to give the forgiveness and give it up out of your heart so that you can continue to move on. Because let's face it, 9 times out of 10, the person doesn't even deserve it, and the person isn't even aware of the damage that they did at the level that they did. So you are holding on to things that are destroying you while they're going about their life as if nothing's even different. So take time today and look at those wounds and see how you can integrate forgiveness into it, and you can start healing those wounds for yourself. Number 9, they're just too big for their britches. I love that word, britches. See, you guys, you have to grow out of your britches. If you're staying in the same pants, you are not growing as a leader. You're not becoming bigger. You're not becoming more. So how devoted to success are you? How devoted to becoming more are you? You should be getting bigger pants all the time, because that means you are becoming a bigger leader, a better person. You are moving further and closer to your goals, dreams, and success. So guys, take some time. Go find some bigger pants. 10. This one's for the guys out there. Real men don't cry. How much damage has that done? I mean, guys, you have a heart. You have a soul. You have empathy and compassion. You have the ability to show your emotions, and you should show your emotions. There are times and places when you need to be strong, but there's also times and places where you need to show your emotions and share your emotions in order to better connect not only with somebody else, but with the true version of you. Number 11, money doesn't grow on trees. Guys, how many of you had that money mindset preached to you, told to you, drilled into you growing up? What this does is this creates a poverty mindset, and we want to erase that. This lie is so important for you and your business because of the fact that when you have a poverty mindset with your business, you feel like there's scarcity. We want you to have an abundance mindset and know that there's more to go around. Money is available if you want it to be. You just have to go out and do the things to attain it. You know, we use the pie example all the time. Is everyone thinks that there's one pie and they can only get a certain slice of it. And if they want a bigger slice, they have to take it from somebody else. And if somebody else wants a bigger piece of pie, they have to take some of it from you. That is not how it works. You are a chef. You have the ability to go out and make another pie. So today, understand that money does grow on trees. Money is available. There's an abundance. There's more pies out there. Maybe you want blueberry. Maybe you want cherry. Maybe you're one of those weird ones that likes mincemeat. Never figure that one out. But there is so much available for you out there. Just go out and get it. And then finally, number 12, the lie that the grass is always greener on the other side. It is not true. It is always where you water the most. And see, here's the thing. Whenever you hear things like definites like always, you know, you got to be kind of skeptic, because always is one of the most damaging words in any kind of a statement like this. Because guess what? It's not true. If your lawn care skills are incredible and you're good at what you're doing, your lawn will be so much greener, so much richer than what you think is on the other side of the fence. So it comes down to, are you watering it? Are you caring for it? Are you learning the manicured skills? You know, think about this. The neighborhoods that have the lawn wars, you know, the guys that continually compete on which direction their grass is cut one week to the next. You need to get that serious about your lawn and what you're doing in your business and in your life, because you want to have the greenest, fullest, best manicured looking lawn, which is your life, that you could have. So learn to take care of it. And then just for a bonus, let's go to number 13. It's easier said than done. This is a statement that basically gives all responsibility for the results in your life to somebody else. You're saying that it's easier for somebody else to do it. It's easier to just talk about it than it is to actually do it. Well, don't let the responsibility that you have to get results in your life be dictated by a statement that just says you're not willing to put in the work. If you speak it, you will manifest it. What your mind is creating based on what you're saying, what you're doing, will create the life that you have. So guys, today, listen again to these 13. If you didn't write them down, go back through and rewrite them and look at how you can reprogram yourself away from these 12 lies with a bonus lie and the one truth, which is they can be erased. You can reprogram your mind and you can go out and accomplish great things. Guys, go out and make it an amazing day, and I hope your day is as awesome as you are.